All right. We're going to look at several verses. I'm going to read some verses to you to get started, but you're going to want to turn to the book of Genesis tonight. I don't have a handout for you, but I'm going to just share a few verses here. I'll read them to you. If you want to jot them down and look at them later, you can. But as I'm reading the verses, you can also turn to Genesis. We're going to look at several verses in Genesis tonight. Psalms 138, verse 2. I will worship towards thy holy temple. Praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 23. It says, buy the truth and sell it not. Also wisdom, instruction, and understanding. John 4:24. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. John 1:14. And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John 17:17. Sanctify them through thy truth. If I stop, that means that's the word. Thy word is truth. John 8:32. And ye shall know the truth. And the shall make you free. You know, by way of introduction here, I believe more than ever we need church. Now, I don't care what the world says. I don't care what our government says or even other Christians say. We must have truth. The world hates us because we stand for the truth. The government tells us we're non-essential. Thank God for a president that doesn't believe that. And Christians are starting to believe that we're not as important as we used to be. One of the largest churches in this country, in a very conservative state, I'm not going to give you his name, he's apostate. His church never opened after the shutdown. He just decided, you know what, we won't open until next year. The only thing wrong with that is the fact that that church ever opened in the first place. Statistics are telling us, nationwide, one-third of the church attenders have not tuned into their church's live stream or went back to church yet. Now, thank God for our church, okay? I know there's a few in our church that haven't come yet, and you're of that group that feels at risk, and I totally understand that. Our church has definitely been above the curve in every single aspect. Thank you for that, by the way. But I have to be honest, as a pastor, I am concerned for some. We've not been doing church regularly the way we should. It's not been good for our families, okay? Now, I think our families have done their best, but I know there are some, maybe newer Christians or whatever, this has not been good for them. You know, those of us that maybe are Christians and have been Christians for a while, and we purposely stay connected and we purposely spend that extra time in our Bible, we're making it just fine. But there are some that maybe didn't do that, and it's been a struggle for them. I'm going to be honest with you, it's not been good for our teenagers. And by the way, I'm not in a bad mood tonight, but it's going to seem like it in a minute. You say, Pastor Myers, how do you know that? I've seen some of the videos you posted. And we'll be talking to you about that if you're in our school, by the way. And it's not good. If you're not coming to church, it's hard. It's not been good for our newer Christians. As a pastor, I'm amazed at how it just seems in a lot of things our church just blows the curve out of the water, right? It's incredible. But I just get concerned for people. And I wonder when everything's full open, my personality. My wife might nod her head. I could have a tendency to be a little bit negative. See the black dot on the white paper, right? And maybe I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. But I get concerned. And I'm going to tell you why. Is it because people are bad people? Nope. Because there's a reason God commanded us to go to church. It's important. It's important for us to be together. And so I'm very, very, very concerned in not as much as other pastors probably have to be. Praise the Lord for that. But because I care about people And I just wish we could just, let's just get back to normal. Let's get back to going it. See everybody's face, you know, and hi, how you doing? But I guess the point I'm making is we need church people. And so let's do all we can. And by the way, if you're struggling, you can contact us at any time. We're here. We'll help you. We'll pray for you. If you need to talk, that's what we're here for. Let us help you, please. But, switching gears, there's another reason we need church. Because there needs to be a place that stands for truth in our society. There needs to be a place that stands for what's right and defends the truth that is under attack today. Now, I understand. A criticism will be, you guys talk about too much current events and you're too political. Number one, I'm not political. Completely. But I'll be honest. By the way, in the early days of our country, and not, everybody was not bad, regardless of what all the nonsense you're hearing on television. In the early days of our country, when things were happening and there was issues, you know what people used to do? They used to go to church to find out, hey, Pastor, what did the Bible say about these things? We don't do that anymore. We go to CNN. By the way, you wonder why you're schizophrenic. Okay? I'd be schizophrenic too if I was watching that stuff all the time. Now, we need the truth. Tonight, I want to be honest with you and look at some foundational truths in the Bible that God set forth that are being undermined today. And I'll be honest with you. This is a part of a message that I preached probably 7 years ago. As I look back at it because of what's going on and added some stuff and redid it, it's worse than it was. But it's understand. We need this. There has to be a place where common sense, and by common sense I mean not just what I feel is right, but what the Bible says is put forth. Because Christians have been silent, and so the world pushes it, and everybody thinks, oh, well, that's just the way it's supposed to be. Well, what does the Bible say? And again, we don't hate people that disagree. We don't. And we're told we hate people. No, we don't. But we do have to stand for the truth. If we don't, society falls apart at an even faster pace. It's vital that we know the truth for a few reasons. First, so we do not fall for the lies that are being spread. Okay? And secondly, so that as citizens who still have freedom, we have enough common sense to vote for those who stand closest to those beliefs and stay away from those who hate those beliefs and are working hard to stomp them out of society. By the way, that's not political at all. I love this country. I love the people in this country. As a pastor in this community, our goal is to reach the people in this community and to help them to have the abundant life that God said they can have. And if they would believe the lies that society is throwing at them, they will not have that abundant life. They will have misery and pain. Because whenever you go against what the Bible says, that's what happens. So where do those basic truths come from? Genesis. Now, they're all throughout the Bible, but as I looked at Genesis one time, I'm like, all these foundational things that are being chipped away at, they all started in Genesis, in the beginning. So let's look. I've got, and you're going to freak out and think it's going to be late, 9 things that are being attacked. They are attacking the foundation of our society, or the foundation of these principles of the scripture that we need to have our heads screwed on straight. Okay, you ready? Each one's about 10 minutes, so, thank you. I don't want to go that long. I'm tired, too. First one is, here's what they are attacking. Number one, they're attacking God. Genesis 1:1, you ready? 4 words. Go. In the beginning, God. Doesn't start with a defense that God exists. The Bible starts with a declaration that in the beginning, God. Now, it tells what he did. God doesn't need us to defend him. It's pretty simple to believe that he's here. By the way, children are not born atheists. They're taught that. They're not. The Bible just declares that there's a God, and people attack God. There's so many different views. There's polytheism. There's more than one God. Pantheism. that all is God. Monotheism, belief in one God. Atheism, belief that there is no God. By the way, did you hear about the atheists? They have their own group. It's called No Lives Matter, okay? But there have always been those that have believed that there is no God. We know the verses in Psalm chapter 14, verse 1, chapter 53, verse 1 begin the same way. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. So people, you say, yes, there was people there. They were atheists. And what did God call them? Fools. One who ignores or defies God's principles. A person doesn't believe in God for a reason. They don't want to be held accountable to him. Many years ago, that started to change when people, there was a rash of atheists who didn't just say there is no God, they flipped it and said, not only is there is no God, if you believe in God, you are a danger to society. Richard Dawkins, Sam Harris, and Christopher Hutchins, and others. They don't want us to believe in God. And so they're going to attack God. Look. Let me just say this. If you don't believe there's a God, why would you attack him? How many of you believe that there are real unicorns? We all know there's no unicorns, therefore we don't fight against them. They're not a threat. Why is God a threat if you don't believe he exists? If I believe he exists and it's helping me, and you don't believe he exists, have a good time. But they are attacking God. And by the way, our government is starting to attack God. We need to be careful. Now, before we move on, I don't want to spend a lot of time on this because I don't want to be here forever. I will say this one is probably the one that is the genesis of all the others because they have a problem with God. So if you have a problem with God, you're going to have a problem with what God teaches and what God does. So they're attacking God. Number two is closely aligned to that. They're attacking creation. Creation. Verse 1 again of Genesis 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and earth. And God said, let us make man in our image, in verse 26, and after our likeness. And so, verse 27, so God created man in his own image, in the image of God created him. So, think of it this way. If our society is attacking God, then how do we get rid of God? Well, we have to figure out another way for us to have gotten here. Right? Evolution. Evolution is ignorant. I mean, you say, how do you disprove evolution? There's many ways, but here's one. Creation is proof of a creator. Amen. Now, we believe that. This is what's wrong with our society. We think emotionally. We don't look at truth. We can't even have a conversation about or a disagreement. They get all emotional. No, it's just simple. You believe every single thing on this earth was created by somebody, was manufactured by somebody, except for humans. We just happened on accident. Now think about that. The human body and mind and brain is the most complex thing ever. When they say there's a simple cell, you might want to study what a simple cell is. There is no way that it happened on accident. They make it seem like, oh, it's a simple cell, you know, like let me throw a few Legos together and hit it with a bolt of lightning and it's going to work. It's not simple. There's nothing simple about us. Some people are simple, but there's nothing simple about us. Now, let's just be honest. Evolution takes faith. It really does. By the way, the Pope now believes in that. He believes God didn't wave some magic wand. That's the Catholic Church. What has happened in our society when we kick God out of our school and we started teaching evolution, now what has happened, we wonder why our society, we act like animals. Well, if we're nothing more than a highly evolved form of an animal, why would it be any different that we just end up acting like one? You tell kids they're not special. How many of you know who Bill Nye is? The Bill Nye, the science guy? He's not science. Here's what he wants for us. He says in one of his books, we are all a product of the same evolutionary processes. No proof. Here's hoping we can work together to bring the children of the creationist preachers' flocks to a more enlightened, boundless way of thinking about the world around us. Did you get what he just said? We're going after those who are Christians who believe in creation to bring them to our side. And they get mad when we share the gospel with somebody. They're doing the same thing. Only they have no proof. Spend forever on that. Number three, they're attacking Scripture. They're attacking Scripture. I'm just going to read the first three words of verse 3, 6, 9, 11, 14, and 21 of Genesis. And God said. Now, after he says, and God said, something happened. All God did was say it, and he gave the word, and it happened. Why? God's word is powerful. God's word, by the way, that power can impact our lives. Think about that. Man, when God says something, if we'll just get on board with it, it'll work in our lives. But they have to attack the truth. And God said. There's another phrase at the end of almost all those verses, and it was so. Okay. God says it, it happens. We can trust God's word. Hebrews 4:12 tells us the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and all the things you know that it does for us. That is why society fights it. Because scripture infringes on our self-will. It reminds us what is wrong. It reminds us of our sinfulness. It reminds us of the fact that our ambitions aren't right if we're not following God. That's why, by the way, let me say this. That's why even in Christendom, God's word's been attacked. It's been corrupted. You say, the King James thing? Yeah, the King James thing. By the way, that is not unique. Do you know where that started? New Testament when it was being written. What did Paul say in 2 Corinthians 2:17? For we are not as many which corrupt the word of God. It was being corrupted back then. Okay? It's very important we have the right Bible. But God's word is being challenged. The truth of God's word is being pushed aside. They'll fight it. Okay? Listen, you know, a person has a right not to follow God's word. A person has a right not to obey God's word. But see, we got to take in our cancel culture is what it's called. They don't just want to do that. They want to shut it up. You don't have a right to say anything. And by the way, let me just say this. Biden said that if you just believe the Bible, what it says, you're a bigot. So, he'll be in the White House, right? We gotta be very careful what these people are saying. Hillary said some of the same things. If these people want to believe in pro-life, we have to make them change. You might want to pay attention to what you're doing when you go to the booth. We're putting these people in office that hate God, that are for that what's right and wrong, and we don't stand up in our society. And I'm not saying go get fired and say, and by the way, now they're coming at, you can say something on your social media and you can get fired from your job. It has nothing to do with your job. Now you can say something if you're liberal and no one says a thing. Why? Because they don't want to hear the truth of Scripture. Number four. See, we're doing real good. We're out here in 5 minutes. We're attacking gender. Okay, let's do a reality check here. Ready? Genesis 1:27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Next three words. Male and female. Now, what's that next word after that? Decided he them? Okay. What's the word they use? Identified he them? Created he them? Those are the options. It's getting so bad, most people, their gender reveal should be purple. Is that a mixture of pink and blue? Purple? I'm colorblind. I have no clue. And here's the thing that's sad about that. There was an actress, I read a story probably months ago. She said her little three-year-old boy said, Mommy, I think I'm a girl, 3 years old. So she started from that point on raising him as a girl. Now look, my grandson thinks he's a dinosaur. Should I have him go attack cats? Say, you're going to eat, cowboy, you got to chew that cat. Okay, kids say dumb things. And the sad thing is, and we'll get to other things about that, the sad thing is we're letting children who are too young to think, and they're being influenced by, indoctrinated by our government education to say that you could be that, and they're like, okay, and they're going to make a decision that could ruin their life forever at a young age. I think that's sad. I don't think they're horrible people. I just think it's very sad. But our society is telling us that. It would have been amazing even 10 years ago to say that we'd be to this point. To where we're fighting about what bathroom do you go to? I don't want a bathroom where my daughter can go in and some dude with a big old beard could say, I'm a girl today, and can go in there. And I know you all shop there, and that's fine. I don't shop at Target. I haven't for years. Now, again, as I say, there may be a law one day where that's what all bathrooms are, but Target stepped up first. And that bothers me. I want my wife going there, or my daughters, and they have to go in the restroom. And the bad part is they can't even question them. And by the way, there hasn't been instances. Take your head out of the sand and check it out. There has been lots of instances. People are perverted. But it's sad that people do that to themselves. Don't be surprised, by the way, we're sending our kids to these government-run schools and they're being told all this stuff and it's starting to lodge in their mind and they have a bad day. You know, someone gave me something from the school district 4 years ago and it's talking about if you're a boy and you played with a doll, you just might, what are we trying to do? What does that have to do with teaching? Nothing. It's indoctrination. Next, they're attacking truth. Now, we talked about scripture, but let me explain this. They're attacking truth. Genesis chapter 2. Now, this is where God came to Adam and Eve. You can only eat of the tree of the garden. Okay, verse 16. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for the day thou eatest, thou shalt surely die. Okay, here's the options with God. Believe and obey, or reject and disobey. What does that mean? We just don't like truth. And sometimes truth comes in the forms of thou shalt and thou shalt nots. By the way, society doesn't like that. And you know why? Because we have rebellious churches. They don't like that. If you teach something from the Bible that it's a thou shalt, that's legalism. That's a rule. Well, God wrote that. By the way, they live by rules in other areas of their life. Okay? Those are good for us. God's not being mean to us. He knew that if they ate the tree of the fruit, that they were going to sin. They were going to be cast out there. They would live forever in their sin. Or they would start the process of dying by living in sin, and they would need a Savior. Understand this, a couple things. Everybody needs rules to live by because of our sinful flesh, because of our sinful desires. Okay, we do. Because, listen, we talk about addiction. We could all go down that road. We got to have something to keep us in place. That's God's rules. That's God's commandments, as it were. There is a definite right and wrong. That's where we're at in our society. We don't want a right and wrong. Everything is subjective. No, that's not true. Everything is based on feelings. By the way, the more liberal a person is, the more feeling-based they are. And the reason people argue by their feelings is because they cannot back up what they believe by facts. Yep. They can't. Go to one of these demonstrations. I wouldn't suggest it the way they're going. But you try to talk with them facts, and they're going to argue, they're going to get in your face. But just say, no, why do you believe that? That's all I'm asking. Let's have dialogue here. By the way, that used to be how our country was. You could believe one thing completely different from me, and you have a right to believe that, and I don't hate you because I believe that. Now, I'm going to stand for what I believe, but you can't talk about it? No, because you don't have any facts to back it up. It's all emotion-based. They just throw these things out at you. But the problem is we don't want a right and wrong. And by the way, it just makes sense. If we don't believe in God, where does right and wrong come from? See, the Chancellor of Germany just said, she said something along the lines, we have a right to stop people from saying things that we feel are wrong. Now, wait a minute. Here's the problem with that. Who determines what's right and wrong? If the government determines it, you're in big trouble. Okay? Now, there has to be a standard of right and wrong somewhere. By the way, even in the Bible, there's free will. You can choose not to believe in Christ. You can choose not to follow Christ. You have that God-given right, although you'll pay for it. God doesn't force his will on you. He loves you and wants you to follow him. God's laws overrule all others. Peter and the Apostle, we ought to obey God rather than man. That's very important. Why? Because God is the ultimate lawgiver. He has the right to tell us what to do. And we have a choice to make. You say, okay, that's good. I'll just choose not to obey God. I'll just choose my own way. That's right, but I do have to throw one small thing in there. Choices do have consequences. But we fight the truth. It's under attack. Next. Attacking marriage. Attacking marriage. To save a little time, look, you can look at the verses, Genesis chapter 2, 18 to 25. This is where God brought Eve to Adam, the first marriage, and it was arranged, believe it or not. Adam didn't have a whole lot of choice. He woke up, and it's like, I guess it's you, okay? You say, that's bad, I know, but it was good because God's the one that arranged it, so I guess it was okay. God knew what he was doing until she followed the devil. No wonder he said, God, the woman you get. No, anyhow. But a marriage is attacked, right? Look, I read something today. It was from race is a big deal. This was from a black museum. And they were talking about what's wrong with whiteness. And everything on that list was good things. It was all good stuff. Work ethic. Linear common sense thinking. But here's the one that got me. Family. Mom and dad. We're trying to force that on other races. First of all, I can't force anything on anybody. We just preach the truth, but isn't that a good thing? Amen. I mean, I know I probably would have finished high school if I would have had a dad at home, if I knew I came home doing some of the things I did and he was going to kick me in the rear. I'd have probably been on board. But I could fool my mom. That little devil smile. No, Mom, I was over at Tom's house. I was at Tom's house. That was step number 27 out of 50. Okay? And by the way, I was at Tom's house during 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th period. I didn't have a dad. And my mom's working. So listen, but these are good things. Marriage is a good thing. You say, you're not married to my wife. No. She's married to you. That's the problem. There's all kinds of threats to marriage. We see the breakup of marriages. People divorce at the drop of a hat. Adultery is incredible. I mean, 12 years ago, I heard this thing on the radio when I was driving into work, and it's like 60%, or I think it was 65% of married women said they would entertain the thought of having an affair. Wow, that's scary. And we know how, if there's 65% of women, that's destructive to a marriage. And then people just choosing to live together. But what's attacked? The closeness of marriage is attacked. But by the way, the definition is under attack. We got to be careful. It's a man and a woman. I didn't say that. God said that. By the way, once that changed, we knew that it was going to go further, didn't we? One of the states is thinking where it's like it can be whoever. It can be man or woman, and the number of people involved doesn't matter. That's scary. You say, well, they're all adults. Listen, there's going to be children. Children do well under one thing. They do the best. You can make it. I mean, I was a single. I was raised by my mom from the time I was five. She did phenomenal for what I gave her. But, you know, studies show us that father and mother in the house, the kids do a lot better. What is it, like 70% of those in jail from single parent homes? And now we're going to raise them in all of this goofy stuff. Wait 20 years and see if we have 20 years left. It's very, very sad. France just changed the way they're going to talk about the spouses. It's just spouse one and spouse two, not dad, mom, not husband, wife. It's like, what is that, thing one and thing two? Are you going to have to wear the red shirt with a dot on it? Okay. Sometimes I act like thing one, so I guess that's not too bad, right? Next, here we go. They're attacking children. Attacking children. Genesis 1, 27 and 28 says, God created them in image, and the image of God created them, man, male and female. God blessed them, and God said, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. Have children. By the way, children are a blessing. Amen. Most of the time. Okay. They're always a blessing. They're occasionally irritating. How's that? Is that better? Okay. But they're a blessing. We don't look at children like that. Now it's getting really bad. They're coming after our children. They are. Children are under attack. So you want a couple of examples of that? Yeah, Pastor, I do. Okay, they're coming. First, it was changing marriage. Now it's man and man, woman, woman. Then all of a sudden, transgenderism. Okay? Now pedophilia is coming. Okay? Here we go. California is trying to, and they've been trying, I think, for a couple years now. You know the sexual, the registration, the sex offender? If you're a homosexual, they're trying to get where you can't be put on that list. If you're an offender, why'd they just pick them? Why? I saw a video. It was very chilling, by the way. It was a TED talk, I believe, because it said TED on the stage in another country. I was just a 2-minute clip, and I was disgusted. It was a lady condoning pedophilia. Anybody see that? She said, they were born that way, just like homosexuals are. Let's not condemn them. Excuse me? I'm just telling you, that age of consent, they're trying to bring that thing down, down. In Canada, I think it's 14. Okay, they're coming. Listen, you say this word, you know, we did Revelation, 2 years ago? And I'm like, man, why would God treat the world like that? I know. Read the newspaper today. I'm surprised he didn't do it earlier. This stuff is disgusting. This stuff is just, it's not even common sense. Number 8, they're attacking authority. We won't read the verses, but Genesis 3, 1 through 5, it was Satan trying to get Eve to sin. What was he trying to do? He was trying to get her to disobey God, but here's the deal. He was undermining authority. That was his goal. Why? Because the doctrine of Satan is this. He doesn't care what you believe as long as you're the one who chooses what you believe and you're the decider in your life, nobody else. He said, you shall be like gods, knowing or deciding good and evil. That's Satan's doctrine is not sacrificing cats in an octagon or a pentagon. That's what it is right there. Told you before, I went with Oscar and we met a guy. He was a Wicca church, Satanism. And I said, what do you believe? And that's what he told me. We just believe you decide what's right for your life and you do that. That's why. Rejecting authority. Satan wants the authority in your life to be you, not God. And he questioned God's authority. He denied God's authority. And then he tried to replace God's authority. And then the last one, and this one has really been on air. It's always been going, but this one's over the last 4 months especially. They're attacking law and government. They're attacking law. In Genesis 9:6, God gave the first one. Whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man's blood shall he be shed. For the image of God made he man. That was after they disobeyed. Here was the governmental, don't you kill somebody, your blood is shed. That's a law. Now, a long time ago, we got rid of that one. Now, law and order is out the window. By the way, let me encourage you. That is why it is vitally important that we pray. Let me read some verses to you. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 to 4. I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men. For kings. Who's the king here? We don't have a king. Who would be our leader? The president. I've prayed for our presidents, whether I voted for them or not. I've prayed for my governor, whether it was with a good spirit or not. Okay? Pray for kings and for all that are in authority. We're supposed to pray for our leaders. This one's really hard. I pray for the mayor of our city. So what do you pray for? I pray for him. We'll leave it there. Now, why do we pray for kings, Brother Tong Di, and those in authority? You ready? That we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. I hear some people, and it's like, they want full-blown no church persecution. It's like they want us to be a communist country. The Bible says that's not plan one. Persecution will come. I understand that. And it might be here a lot faster than we think. But maybe it's coming faster in America because we don't pray for those in authority. Now, I'll tell you where I disagree. Not all the time, but the last couple months because of all the nonsense that's been going on. But I back it up by praying for them. Why? And I pray, Lord, here's why. I want to live a quiet and peaceable life. Don't you think we can get more of the gospel out if we're not a communist country? Now, again, I'm not saying that. You have to deal with that, and you do a phenomenal job. And we're probably going to have to deal with that really soon. But maybe if we prayed a little bit more. Peaceable life and all godliness and honesty, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. I think we've blown it in prayer. I really do. Maybe we should pray more. But anyhow, that was just a free one. What we are seeing today is an absolute disdain for law and order. Why would anybody in their right mind want to defund the police? It's just radicals that are paid to protest over and over and over. It's funny. I've seen a couple of videos where people were protesting defund the police. One guy came out to defend himself, and he had a chainsaw. And as soon as he came out and said, "Get away from my store," and they saw the chainsaw, you know what they did? Call 911. What are you going to do when they answer? "I'm sorry, there's no one here." It's just crazy stuff. So, a couple bad police officers, they're all idiots? And it gives you the right to get up in the face like they did one of our police officers here and scream and yell at him when he did nothing? And he's a minority also? Don't get quiet on me here. That's stupidity. And I'll be the first. That Floyd that was killed, that police officer was out of control. He should be tried for murder. That didn't go over well either. But really? So all of them are bad? Every police officer in America is bad? Come on. That's like saying, "I'm not following the disciples anymore. Judas was bad." That's 1 out of 12. That's a high percentage. That's what, 8%? 8 point something. Come on. You know what it is? It's about law. It's about disorder. All the nonsense that comes out. You know, if you're a law-abiding citizen, and by the way, I want to be a good citizen. Say, so you never speed? I want to be a good citizen. I try not to. I got a ticket at Christmas time. Pray for me. Persecuted. But I want to be a good, I don't want to be a problem. But when they're trampling God's truth, I'm also not going to sit here like a whipped puppy. Say, no, that's not right. Truth is helpful. If you're a law-abiding citizen, your rights are going to be restricted, restricted, restricted. But if you're a criminal, rioter, looter, professional protester, attacking and destroying other people's property, it's okay. So why did Newsom say July 4th weekend, you can't do anything, but the day before he allowed a huge protest? That's hypocritical. By the way, a lot of people did not listen to his order. Did you see the fireworks? Maybe if he would have been consistent, maybe people would have. And I'm not saying he's a bad guy, by the way. I think he's confused personally, but I'm just saying. And a lot of this stuff is being sanctioned by people we put into office. Listen, I'm just saying, look, I'm not saying be a knucklehead. I'm just saying, I want to follow God's truth, and I'm going to be against anything that's not God's truth. You know, that's not hateful. I don't hate anybody. You can disagree 1,000%. We're on board. We're okay. I don't hate you. I don't hate anybody. But I what we're seeing, and this is, I'm done, 5 minutes late. What we're seeing is the fruit of that in our society, the wrecked lives, the wrecked children, the wrecked marriages, people with no purpose in life, all the stuff that's going on. People are hurting. Suicides are out of control because we've ditched God. We're attacking the foundations, what should be the foundations of a society. And I think as long as we have the freedoms to voice our opinion and vote for reformation, we ought to do it. We ought to be very careful. Okay, and by the way, that's Christian. That's Christian. That's how this country works for now. Well, what happens when it doesn't work that way? We'll just have to stand for the truth and let the chips fall where they may. But we ought to stand for the truth. Let's not be silent. People are getting hurt when the church says nothing, and so people accept the lie. There ought to be someone saying, hey, you know, there's a better way. All right, let's pray.